Gemur in this past week's daf is daf Ayin Beis, 10th perek Maseches Nedarim. We learned last time the Mishnah on Ayin Aleph Omer Aleph, and so we'll see now a little bit better some points that we mentioned as we learned the Mishnah. The sugya over here starts actually on Ayin Aleph Omer Beis Iboilu. Ayin Aleph Omer Beis Iboilu. Zog the Gemara Iboilu Gerishin Kishsika Damya Oy Kahakoma Damya. The Gemara has a shailon Gerishin. The Gerishin, when a husband, Baal, to Oris, we'll see, makes a Gerishin, is the Gerishin like a Hakomo or like a Shsika? We'll see in the round in a moment. Similar to the idea that the Yom Shamay, when the Yom Shamay ends, right, and someone heard a nether, and he was not mefer, so the nether becomes hukum. So Zoltimora said that l'chora gerushin should have a similar din. Does that apply to gerushin also? That the gerushin makes a hakomu. Let's just see this part in the Rambam before we see the nafkamin in the Gemara. Iboiluhu. Now this should be like around 6 lines from the bottom in the Rani. Both Ugeishun Kishika Damyun Oikakoma Damyun. You see what that is?
Yeah.
Mishum Zokteran, Mishum Dikivin the Yoda Oros, the Labosa Geishun Loimotsi Meifern. Since the Oros knows that after Geishun he can't be Meifer anymore, she's not Peshusi anymore. So he's well aware that his ability to be mefer is not going to exist anymore once he's megarish. Command the ukmul nejadami. It should be there's a reason to say that. Therefore, that in itself should be like a hakoma. He's be megaladaita. He's revealing to us that he's fine with the nether, because he's about to lose his opportunity to be mefer, and you know he's not doing anything about it. Mm-hmm. The same way we say the mechi loyhofer b'yem shmua command the uk medami. Similar to the idea of the yom shmua, if a person is not mefer on the yom shomoy command the uk medami. It's like a hakoma. I mean, the truth of the matter is, like, let's think about that for a second. I'm going to mention this a few times. This idea, the yom, the concept of the yom shaman, it's going to be relevant to us over here. So let's just bring back what we discussed then. Right, so now, right now, we're talking about the din of the Yom Shomay. Right, we know that there definitely is a halacha of Yom Shomay that after the Yom Shomay, one cannot be mefer. We had discussed then what's the basis of this halacha of the Yom Shomay. Why can he be mefer after the Yom Shomay? Is it because his hafara power has an expiration date? That means that he only has the power to be mefer till the Sefer Yom. Once the Sefer Yom comes, then he doesn't have the power to be mefer. That would be one way of understanding it. Or else, or maybe in addition, that like the Ran says over here, and the Ran mentioned this idea a number of times, that once the Yom Shammai goes by, it's a hakomo. The truth of the matter is that the pasuk itself says such a term. Pasuk says at the nether is hukam from the fact that he was not mefer. Now, like this, the truth is that we really need to understand like this, is that where does it start, really? That, I mean, the reason why something would be memela mufer is because he's losing his ability, right? And it's like about gerushin, right? That we understand that he's losing his ability to be mefer. That's definitely so. Yeah, by gerushin. So the fact that he allows that to happen, or he causes even that to happen, the gerushin, he's basically taking himself, you know, out of the parashim of hafara, amongst other things, right? But that's what he's doing, and he knows he could be mefer. He heard the nether, and he's not being mefer. That we understand. But as far as the ikar din yom shamay, this really needs beer. Where does it start from? Meaning to say is that if there is no limit, really, no expiration date, it doesn't start over there. So just by saying the fact that the day is ending, he's megaladaita, that he's fine with the nether, why is that so? Right? I mean, if he could be mefer tomorrow, so fine, you know, so then he'll be mefer tomorrow. The fact that he's allowing today to end, right, why should that indicate that he wants to be Mekayim b'Neder? I mean, it really has to start l'chara with the fact that he's entering a point of time that he can't be mefer anymore, and nevertheless he's not being mefer. So then we understand that's showing that he's okay with the Neder.
Can we say that if we see you didn't object right away, you must not be so upset about it?
But is that true? Is that true? What I mean to say is as follows, that we know that Din of Yom Shamay is a elastic time, right? You could have 24 hours and you could have 2 minutes, right?
Okay.
Right, but you can't have 36 hours. You can only have 24.
Okay.
So it's only elastic in that limit.
Yeah, no, I was responding to Michael's comment.
Yeah, right? but so they made it a little plug. This is the amount of time, for we're giving you this amount of time, but the ikar reason is because if you don't object, within some reasonable amount of time, low plug, this is the amount of time we gave you, then we assume that you're really not that upset about it. Mamela, you're okay with it, so you're Makayim.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So mm-hmm. It's a rabbanic issue. Here we're talking about a deraisa issue.
Okay. I don't think Hashem is limited in his ways of doing things. I don't hear that objection so much.
Mm-hmm. I think what the Rav sort of indicated beforehand is that there might be both factors playing in. Is that the Torah gave a formula, right? But once we have this formula, we also have an added piece of information that the person is Mekayim. In other words, if the person doesn't make use of that formula of how to be made for another, so then that automatically gives a machshava of a hakama.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And you're learning like the rope. That's right. What the rope said. Okay. I'm offering an alternative.
Yeah, okay.
You're saying that, it has to start this side. I'm offering an alternative that it could start the other side.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, but as far as Gerushin is concerned, it would seem like it's a pretty strong svara in the Gerushin situation. Alright? So what is the other possibility here? Meaning to say that why would Gerushin not be kahakom? Right? Let's work over there, right? Why would one think that Gerushin would not be kahakom? He heard the nether, right? And he knows he could be mefer. And he's basically going and doing something positive, which is causing himself that he can't be mefer the nether anymore. And you know, he's not be mefres. That lechur is would seem to be a pretty strong gili das. So why would that not be? The Gemara has two tzedakim whether gerushin is kakoma or not, right? Why not? Why not? The Gemara the tzad that it should be seemingly would be a pretty good tzad. Anyone has any ideas, Michael? I'm sure you thought about this. What do you say?
Well, to start with, I assume that our hanach is that he's divorcing. We're assuming he's divorcing her because he heard this neder. I mean, if he was going to divorce her anyway, and then he happened to hear that she made a neder, and one had no connection to the other, I'm not sure why he'd see it either way. It's just like if he didn't hear it, he was going to do it anyway. Just mamele he heard it. So I don't know.
Okay, so let's think about that for a moment. If he's megarisher because of the neder, that would be a reason. That's the basis of this sad that he's not being mefer. And that's how you understand that.
I mean, I guess meaning when we're saying that it's like a hakama. I mean, it's only a hakama if he hears, right?
Right.
If he didn't hear about the neder, then we say right. It's not a hakama.
Mm-hmm, right.
So, if he heard and he didn't care, why should that be any different?
It's like
he was planning. He told everybody, "I'm going to divorce her," and then I don't know. She, you know, just before he, you know, does the actual hands over the get, he's got the whole get written, and she makes a neder.
Right.
And right in front of him, and he goes, "Okay, fine, I don't care. You know, I'm here. You know, here's your get." Should we think that's a hakama? I mean, it could be again. That's just the din. It's a, you know, it's before after. It's a, you know, if it's a hakama, it's a come after. But the ikker, the svara of why it's a hakama. Why should that be any different than if he hadn't heard about it at all? If it's mamela has he doesn't care
because he knows he's giving up that right. In other words, I'm divorcing her because I don't like her children, right? But it's understood. I mean, what I would have thought, to answer the Rav Shaila and what Michael's saying here, is I would have thought that do we have to focus on the fact that he's even thinking about that or not, right? But clearly, if he divorces her, he realizes he's giving up that tzchus. But do we have to assume that he's actively thinking that, you know, like you know, I guess if you'd ask me, where am I giving up the schus? I would say I am. But you know, do we assume that the mind, you know, makes all the calculations and all the consequences of what's entailed in this divorce? Do we assume that or not? That's how I would.
And that would be. How will you differentiate between that and the Yom Shamay?
So I would say that Yom Shama, you know, I mean, the way I understood the sugya is Gzeres Akasa. That's the Torah says that you have to do it on Yom Shama.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, in Hachinami, there is also there could be also by ignoring it on Yom Shama. You know, a hakama that happens, but you don't need that.
Okay, you don't. But the man is working with that, and so I just wanted to know is that how would you differentiate between the two? Is he more preoccupied when he's giving a get that it doesn't enter his mind than the ikiyam shamai? I mean, the way I understand the case of the Yom Shammai, someone who's not made for the Yom Shammai, that means what's he doing? I mean, he's not doing anything different. He's just going about his regular daily schedule. You know, he happened to hear that she made an edder, right? You know, so why is he less preoccupied over there? Right? I mean, you know, is he more focused on the Yom Shammai? Okay, maybe, you know, if you want to say that, maybe it is, that's what it is. You know, Yom Shammai that leaves a strong impression on him, so he's on guard. But the Gerushin on when it's not the Yom Shama, you know, that he doesn't put that two and two together.
The Yom Shama, I think we discussed this, at least we brought it up last week, is what would be the halacha if a person didn't know the halacha? Right? So Yom Shama, you know, might still exist, right? But you could still say that by a divorce, you know, he would realize that,
But I think you're heading the wrong direction. We want to know the other way.
This actually helps me with what I wanted to say about the Yom Shama.
Is what?
That even though he doesn't know the halacha, but you see from the fact that he didn't object so quickly that he doesn't really, he's okay with it.
But it wears off anyway,
even if he didn't know the halacha. That would work with my svara.
The rub's elastic. And I don't know if there's a way around that svara. Is that the fact that it's elastic shows that that's sort of like a. Exeres a kasuv, and the fact that there's a hakama.
I hear you. I go back to your original question. I know that you asked a question and I didn't answer it because I wanted to step back as that question, which we don't seem to have answered.
Okay, so just remind us.
Your question is, what's the tzad to say that it's not a hakama, right? I think that's what you wanted to say.
So right.
That's your question.
Yeah.
So I have an idea. I was wondering.
Okay.
Maybe it could depend on what kind of neder she makes. Because if she makes a neder before the gerushin and she says, I don't want to ever see you again. I'm making a neder. I never want to see you again.
She's making that neder.
She makes a neder. She's the one who's making a neder, right?
Okay.
Yeah. And she says, I make a neder, I don't want to ever see you or do anything for you again. And he gives the get. So he's being like he's being making what she said. That's not like a hakama. Right? She says, I don't want to ever do anything for you again.
Okay.
And he says, good, here's a get.
Okay.
Isn't that like a hakama?
Okay.
And on the reverse side, if she says something like, you know, I want to keep on doing for you everything that you would like me to do for you. She wants to do good things. Not that she doesn't. I want to make a neder that I want to keep on doing things for you like I did before. And then he gives
that example.
What?
Okay, whatever.
Okay, but let's get to the point.
Okay. So
and he gives the get.
And he gives the get. So then it shows that he's being made fair of that.
So
on one hand, he was being Makayim, what she said. On the other hand, he was being made fair, what she said.
Okay, how's that stem with the Gemara?
Well, we're asking if a Gershon is a Kama or a Hafara.
Yeah, but nowhere in the Gemara does it suggest it depends on what kind of neder. So where are you getting it from?
See, the Gemara is actually talking about one neder, right? Pick your choice. One type of neder, the Gemara is saying, is Gershon Kakomo or not, right? So would you have both stardom on one of the two nedarim that you just spoke about? Right? You spoke about two scenarios that, depending on the net and situation, that would tell us that is it a comma or it's not a or it's half orin, right? But the Gemara really, at least, you know, without going further than that, I mean, the Gemara is talking about one specific neder, and the Gemara wants to know, this neder was the Gerushin, to look at as a comma or half orin. Right, oh, right.
Okay, I was thinking maybe.
All right, so you're maybe talking about maybe things that don't go into the Moreh Shaila, maybe. Mm-hmm. Uh huh.
How could it be one or the other? How could it be a comma or a thora?
Right. Okay, right. So you're saying good taka out of the Gemara, but in the context of the Gemara, we're not so sure how much we could use.
I see.
That difference. Mm-hmm. Okay, Michael, let's hear what your idea.
I guess I'll say this, if he's divorcing her, he doesn't care what she's doing. Meaning you could say, meaning the sad to say that it's hakam is that he's giving up his ushus, he knows he's not going to be able to do it anymore, it's like the end of, it's Yom Shamo, and so because he's giving up this, but the other, I think the other tzad is to say is that he's divorcing her because he's saying it doesn't matter to me one way or another what you do.
Now, I just want to mention a point, because I think you know we're visualizing over here this upset husband that's, you know, never wants to see her again. But remember, the nafkamin that the Gemara talks about is that he took her back the same day. Right? So, however you understand how that happened, right? But,
maybe he was going to war.
What?
Maybe he was going to war.
Okay.
He got pulled up and then said, oh, no, we don't need this, we come back next week.
Yeah, so I just mean to say is that therefore they changes the scenario a bit. It's not an angry person who doesn't care, you know, and doesn't, right? Okay, however, you don't see anything more over here, but so whatever the case is, let's say in that scenario, you know, he's probably hoping, you know, to remarry her. Then, according to what Yehuda is saying, so it's not so much that the situation shows that he's upset with her, so he doesn't really care, you know, and that's maybe why it's not a gili.
I mean, you're understanding that at the time that he divorced her, he's planning to remarry her? The way
I don't know. I mean, however...
All right, that's a whole different matzias.
Even if that's not the matzias, but like we said before, is the Gemara isn't machalic between them, right? So were that the matzias, we'd assume this is true, right? I think the svar is that he's... Is that he's taking, you know, is that at the time of the divorce, it's clear that he's giving up that right.
Okay, what's the other tzad, though?
What?
We're trying to get the other tzad.
Again, the other tzad is that he's not cheshboning, right? I mean, to me, the other tzad is that not everybody's a chess player.
Oh, wait 1 second. So on that, we just want to just see, that's what we did ask before. So how would you differentiate that between the Yom Shomai? Right? And the Zman is going with its side that as the Yom Shomai passes, that's a hakom. Right?
The way I understood the Gemara is Yom Shomai happens mamela. There might be also a gili das that...
So that's what folks are that why is there a gili das there more than a gerish? That's what we want to know.
What?
Well, why is there a gili das there more than that of a gerushin?
So that's what I'm saying, is that Yom Shama, if there is a gili das or not, isn't so nogea, because that works, that Yom Shama works because of Xeris Akasa.
That's true.
Right?
That's...
If there's also a gili das that he's, you know, that he's doing it, might be true, but
why is it true? Right? That's what I know. Our shayla is based on a gili das. And we're working with the assumption that in the Yom Shamay, granted there might be something more basic, but in the Yom Shamay lies a gili das. That's the Ran tells us. So we would just like to know is that why would there be more of a gili das in the Yom Shamay than a gerushin? So do we have a sfor to explain that? You know, that as far as the calculations or, you know, going through a person's mind, is there a reason why the Yom Shamay, you know, would play a stronger role in his mind, that he'd be more sensitive to the fact that he's losing his ability to be mefer because of Yom Shamay rather than that of gerushin?
So let's clarify the nafkamina between. I mean, if you didn't know that Yom Shamay would be a hakama. Right?
So then it sounds like from the Ran that there would be no basis to the shayla in the first place.
We're making the assumption.
Yeah, yeah. That's what the Ran says. I'm really coming from Iran, right? And you're kind of touching on a point.
Which one? What are you saying? What's the point you're saying? I'm
No, it sounds like Shlomi is sort of questioning this first idea that the Yom Shomay has a hakoma in it.
okay, just that issue. Okay, fine.
So
wait, let's see here. The first one, Iboiluhu. See that one, Iboiluhu? Mm-hmm.
'Dank for the word dichilo hafer biyam shomo demand uchmi dami. Right? Is that where the rub is being medayik from?
Yeah, I mean, but I think it's a little more than just a diuk. The Ran is saying that let's see to be the Ran. The Ran is saying iboy luhu gershin kishtik dami kakom adamin bishim dekivin de yoda orus. Since the Oris knows that after Gerushin he can't be Mefer, and he was not Mefer, so basically he gave up his opportunity. So that will be equivalent to a Hakoma. And that the man says, Kihechi, just like Damrinan, we say, the Mechile Hofer, the Yom Shmua, command the Ukmer Dome. I just like that idea. So it sounds like that's a premise.
So therefore, the Rav is thinking of the double question that if a person didn't know this halacha, that Yom Shamo is not Mekayim, is not, that he still has the right to be.
That's what I thought. Maybe you were coming to say the Ran. Maybe you would agree with that, Nakuda. That's what I would come with.
I wasn't really going there, but let me hear.
Not that I think you're saying that, but that's what I was worried you were saying. That's why I asked what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
The way I was understanding the sugya is that you're not for that there's a gzeiros hakasov that if it's not Yom Shomo, you're not allowed to do it.
Right.
So therefore, whether you know about that halacha or you don't know that halacha, at the end of the day, he's unable to be made for the nether.
Right.
Right?
His problem is that if you say like that, then it's not totally in a gilui das. Just a halacha. That's what his problem is. If it's Talui and a Gilui Das, he's saying then if you don't know the halacha, then it should be that the Yom Shamo doesn't apply to you. That's his problem.
But
why is that a problem?
I don't view that as a problem. I view that as it's how the sugya is working. Is that works? But if you do know the halacha and you're not made for it during the day, there is also. An inherent hakama also.
Okay.
You don't need it, but there is there.
So the truth is just leman ha'emes that we'll see that it could be that if you don't know the halacha, then it's not even considered the Yom Shammai. In the Yom Shammai, it starts clicking only if you know heard the neder and you know that you have the ability to be mefer. Right, we'll see that a little bit later. But just Laman Ha'emes, that point that we're repeating it so many times.
Be that you need to know you have the ability to be mefer. You need to know that you only have till the end of the day. Or if you don't know you have till the end of the day, then also you could do it tomorrow.
No, I don't think that's totally. So just as we're working with that point over there, I don't know if that's necessarily makes a difference. But let me ask like this. I mean, do you understand that theoretically the Gemara really is asking that even on the Yom Shamay? In other words, you're saying it's not relevant because whether you have a Gilui Das or not, end of the day comes, it's over. So theoretically, what we really can ask is that, is there a Gilui Das if you let the day go? But there's no Nafkamina, so therefore we ask the Shiloh where there is an Nafkamina by Gerushin. That's how you understand it. That's what it sounds like. That's what it sounds like to me.
Probably didn't think it out as clearly as the Rav said it, but that's, now that the Rav said it, that's,
So I'll tell you where I'm coming from. See, because to me it sounds like that we're not clearing Right? We have no suffix on the Yom Shamay. That's a given in Iran, right? And the question is whether that could be applied also to Gerushin. Whereas the Shaila is a Gerushin Shaila. It's not a general Gili Das Shaila, right? And that's why I was asking that, you know, it sounds like that the definitely is a Gili Das by Yom Shamay. And there's a question over here, by Gerushin, you know, do you have the Hakoma or not? And that's what we wanted to know, is that the same way you have it there, you have it over here. I mean, there's maybe even a reason to say that even, maybe even stronger, right? Because like he's you know, doing something positive to take him out from the ability to be mefer. So what we're discussing over here just is, I want to know what's the sign of the Gemara that there should not be a Gili Das. Now, if we say, you know, it's because maybe it's not Oyla Al Daita, that's where I was coming from. That it sounds like from the Ran that when the Yom Shammai goes, that's a given. So that means that we're assuming that the Yom Shammai is Oyla Al Daita, and therefore it produces a Hakoma. So therefore the question will be just technically, why should it be that the Yom Shammai is entering his mind more so than when he's being Megarish? Right, there could be an answer to that.
I came in late. Right?
Yeah.
The whole question seems to be based on the fact that the Yom Shamay is not like the Zayasakasa, it's just a Svara.
So you don't have to say that, because it could be that there's both. It could be that there are both things. Right?
But it needs his Gedas. It's not just a Zayasakasa, it's not only Zayasakasa.
Even that. There might be Nafkaminis, right? Because, see, we said that it's really a little bit hard to understand how you can have the Gili Das if it doesn't start with the limitation, right?
Right.
So it could be that maybe it's possible that there are both dinim here. That, you know, there's a soivzman, you know, there's an expiration date. Right. And as a result of that, there also is a hakama.
But it needs his knowledge of that din in order for it to create the hakama.
Create that comment, you need his knowledge, right, because the Gili Das. But even if he doesn't, but even theoretically, even if there wasn't a Gili Das, like in certain situations, it could also be whatever the cases are. I don't think that you definitely necessarily have to need the Gili Das in order for it to,
The Shaila here is, would you say that this creates the same type of Gili Das? That's what the Gemara says, or what's the other side?
So that's what we want to know.
The Torah never gave that.
Never gave what? What
was it? Never started the fact that you could have a undeclared hakama effective as an hakama, except in the case of the end of the day.
But why should that be? I mean, safe call safe.
I mean, because you need both.
It's working.
That would be the tzad, you can have both.
You need both?
Right. He didn't say hakama. Does it work to have an implied hakama? Right? So the Torah tells you that at the end of the day you can have such a thing. The Torah doesn't tell you that you could have such a thing, it's not the end of the day.
The end of the day, but there's a cause of that by the end of the day an implied hakama is sufficient.
Right.
But not other places. Okay, that's still, we need a little explanation. Like, why should there be that gzeres kosov there and not in other places? Why should there be? You know, probably we would take out from over there that Gili Das helps. Like, you know, why should we make it into a Gzeres HaKosov? Gili Das only helps, you know, in Seif HaYayim, Monoshach,
right? See, the Torah was just given an example. You've been in Doge Town to God. Like, who are they anywhere else where there's a Gili Das? This is the end of the opportunity.
Could be. What are we starting with? What are we starting with? See, because the right, the pasuk really does say that, right? Ki hechrish b'yom shamay, v'heikim ki hechrish b'yom shamay. That there really is the lashon of the pasuk. Definitely is such a thing over there, but
I think that also what same thing pushes the Ran in that direction is because of that you can do believe. No? I think that's really one of the sort of meaning, because he wants to say that a Hakama believe works, one of the reasons because it's not less than a shtika at the end of the day. If you say a shtika by the end of the day, it's just you lost your schus, right. And it wasn't like a hakama.
Right, right.
That seems to be a given
in the Ran, all over here. Yeah. Now, where it comes from, it could be maybe it's the pasuk itself. Right? I'm saying the pasuk definitely suggests such a thing like that, right? Okay, fine. Maybe we'll carry on from over here, and we'll just leave that open exactly. So Yehuda's offering that maybe there's some kind of it's more like this Gzeiras HaKosov, and even though maybe in Svara it should apply to Gerishin, but maybe the whole halacha in the first place, you know, is Gzeiras HaKosov. Okay, we'll have to see about that. Otherwise, we would try to think that maybe there's a mokum to be mechalik. Maybe Alpi, I thought Shlomo was going to say that maybe the Gili Das, the Svar would be like this, that there's a built-in din in Hilchas Nedarim, Yom Shamay, right? So that's something that's person's Eilal Daita, that's part of the Ikar Parasha. But losing your ability to be mefer as a result of gerishin is not really part of the parasha. I mean, that's I guess that could be understood, right? But it's not a din in the parasha itself. So no, maybe there's a makom to say that was not oila. We can't assume that it was oila
daita. Would the Rav say that in a case, let's say he took a powerful sleeping pill during the day, right? So. Is that considered would that be any different than a gershit? Right, that's his name. He took a 24-hour sleeping pill, so he knows that he's.
Well, how about the case that the Rishonim talk about? He becomes an ishtatik.
So what is that?
He becomes a mute. He can't do a hafara.
Right, but is he gonna, in other words, is he doing an active thing to put himself in that position or not? By the Gershon?
I don't know. Maybe you're stalling on a different issue. I thought you were saying that he, I thought you were doing, but maybe I misunderstood what you're saying. So continue with what you're saying.
Yeah. Okay.
You're saying, why is he taking a sleeping pill? What's the point?
So again, he's doing something actively that's gonna prevent him from doing a hakama.
So the fact that he has the sleeping pill.
You're saying
because he took it and he knows now I'm going to sleep for the rest of the day and I won't be able to do it for the rest of the day. That's like a hakama.
Right. Let's say.
Even if he would wake up before the end of the day.
Or it was a case of a baal and she remarries. Whatever it is.
So what do you want from that? What are you hearing that?
So to me, it would seem like it's the same issue. A logician, right? Someone that's totally logical would understand that doing such a thing, you know, prevents him from doing a hafara, and therefore it's an automatic kiyum. But the question, there would be a question is do we have to make the assumption that a person, made all those calculations? The difference between waiting till tomorrow is that I guess it does do a kiyum, but the kiyum would work anyhow.
That's what we were discussing before, right?
Right. So the Rav says that's not true, then, or maybe that's what the whole chakira the gemara.
That was the conversation that we had before. Okay.
Right.
Okay.
The way we're looking at it, we've got essentially assuming that shtika works by Yom Shamo. And there's a Gilui Das by Yom Shamo that we're not entertaining that's the Shaila in the Gemara. We have two, right? At one point you suggested maybe that's what Shlomo was holding, that maybe there's no Gilui Das even by Yom Shamo. We're not entertaining that. We still have two Svaras. One is that he, he's preoccupied with the Gerushin. That's Shlomo's far as that he's preoccupied with the Gerushin, so there's no Gilui Das by Gerushin, even though there is by Yom Shomo.
Something like that, right.
And then who does... I lost. All right.
And because what was you, who does it? There's a Hakama.
I think it's the opposite Svar, right? You're saying preoccupied is a Svar to say that there's no Hakama. Oh,
okay. Yeah, that it's like a Shtika. You're not thinking about it.
But doesn't Shtika... cause
hakama? No. Shtika only causes the hakama only in as much as that we hear an opinion within his shtika. A shtika with talks. We need a shtika, sometimes by being quiet it expresses an opinion. Right? But we're talking about the shtika which is not expressing an opinion. That's what the shtika in the sugi over here means. Okay.
So what was Yehuda's?
Yehud was saying that really that din in is a gzeris hakosav really.
Okay, fine.
Right, that's what he was saying. It really doesn't have sufficient with the it has to do with you're talking about hakom belev whether that works or not. But he was assuming that really hakom belev maybe doesn't work and the dafka over there the Torah is megala that it helps over there.
There has to be some level of gzeris hakosav there because what's arbitrary at the end of the day that's the cutoff point. Why? I hear about it today and think overnight and I'll decide tomorrow what I'm going to do from the family.
Right, I mean, there is that probably is exeris akosav. What we were just wondering was that the hakoma aspect which comes out of that, which is really on top of that, and which, as Shlomo wanted to know, like, what's the nafgamina really, once, you know, I have to... You have to work out what the nafkaminas are. That's how I was looking at it. There's a second thing. There's two separate things. The second thing might be a result of the first thing, that once the Torah said that your kodesh is over after the day, then now, when you allow it to go by, right, that will create an additional positive hakom. Okay, but coming back over here, let's see Dimor. Right, so Dimor is discussing over here whether a Gedishin is Kakoma or Kishsika. Right, those are the Stodim Dimor. Kishsika would mean that no opinion. Right, there's no Gili Das. We don't see anything as far as the Nether is concerned. The Nether is what it is. Nothing. There was no Hakoma here, or Kakoma that there's a Hakoma which was created over here. Now the Gemara says, "Lamai nafkamina." Right? Lechora, what's the chilun? Once he's megarisher, so you know he can't be made for anyways. The Gemara wants to know. So why is it? What's it relevant? So like this. I mean, lechora, even before the Gemara goes further, maybe we'll just try to make it. Take this route maybe a little bit easier. If we needed to think, right, of an afkamina, lechera, we probably would have said poshut. That, I mean, if you have a av and an orus, right, and they're made for bishutvis, there's a locha of nisraik, no? That when the orus is nistalik, right, dies, garish, whatever it is, this is right, and the father takes over, and then the father could be mefer, right, the total nether. However, if the orus was mekayim, then the father can't be mefer anymore. So that would be the nafkamin over here. That if the garishin is kakoma, so now the father can't be, the document is right over here, because the hakoma was made already. However, if Gerushin is Kishsika, so then there'll be Chaladin of Nisraik, no? And then the Av could be Mefer. Right? That could have been a Poshet Nafgimina, which is really Michael's question from yesterday, right? Which we found that was the Rosh, right? The Rosh asks the question over here, that why doesn't the Mora say this Nafgimina, right?
You can explain the Rosh's answer to
that. Okay, so maybe we'll come back around. Okay. But the Rosh agrees that in Echonami, that this really could have been an Afgamina, right? This could have been an Afgamina. So let's just repeat that again, in case that we were moving a little too fast. that if we want to know what the nafka mina would be, that whether the gerushin is kakoma or not kakoma, and the reason why, I mean, the Gemara has to, you know, figure out nafka mina, because it sounds like that we're looking for a nafka mina. How is this Baal, right, who's been megarisher, you want a nafka mina? If he made hakoma, so then he can't be made for anymore. I mean, he was megarisher, so, right? So how could he? Right, so the Gemara has to have a case where he takes her back, right? On that, we were saying that there could be a nafka mina, and we don't need to involve him. His hakoma will affect the av, right? Right. So then that's where the nafka mina will be. That if his gerushin is kishsika, so this will be like any case when the oris is nostalgic, is nisrek into the av, and the av is mefer. But if gerushin is kakoma, so then the av can't be made for anymore. Right, the net was very very hukum. A kapon, right? So if that question is bothering anyone, you have a haskama from the Rosh. That's a good question. that would also be an afkamina. That's true. That is true. Mm-hmm. Okay, but what does the Gemara say? What's an afkamina? The Gemara says, "Zot Gemara, man afkamina kigoyin shenodra v'shama bayil v'girsha v'ahadra b'yoyme." Yeah, the afkamina is the Gemara is discussing the Baal, the Oris's ability to be Mefer, right? And the Mora says the nafka mina is that even he's being Megarishan, that whole Shal is a Gerishan. Definitely in the Gerishan state, regardless, he can't be Mefer, even if it's not a Hakoma. Nafka mina is, if he takes her back. Zoktimur, Vahadra Biyoime. Ahadra Biyoime. It only will help if he takes her back in the same day. And Mor just follows through the thought. So if that gerushin was kishsika, nothing happened to the nether as a result of that. So fine. So he takes her back later. He could be mefer. He could be mefer. Basically, in that case. Probably didn't have an Oros Achron, right? That's what he is. And he could be Mefer. V'i Omar Mar Kakoma Domi L'motzi Mefer. Now, the truth of the matter is, like the Ran says, that we don't even necessarily need him to take her back, right? Any Oros Achron really, you know, will, this will affect in the same way, L'chor.
Make a ha'ara?
Sure.
I'm not sure if I should say this as a question or as a ha'ara, okay, but I'm wondering whether you could do a she'ela on this hakama. On the hakama shebegerishin, can you do a she'ela on such a hakama? That's my thing in my mind. That's stated as a question. As a ha'ara, it would be that maybe it's worse. You can't, you know, that it's worse than a normal hakama. You can't do
why?
A she'ela on it.
Probably
worse than that. I mean, you can't. How are you going to split it? And you can. Is the sheila on the gerushin itself, or is on the sheila on the kakamish of a gerushin? Can you split the one from the other? That's. I don't know. That's my question. Sorry.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's what to think
sure
about.
On the gerushin.
What?
I don't think you can be sure on the
gerushin. Right. I don't think so either. That's
that would create a lot of problems in state of
well, it might help Kohanim, actually. Might help Kohanim.
Oh. Yeah.
But I'm pretty sure you can't do it, because I never heard of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm sure it would have been used.
Right. All right, okay. Question.
Yeah,
people
okay,
can
okay,
think
right,
about it at some point.
Right. Okay.
Let me know.
Okay, now let's see the Ran over here. Let's see the Ran. Zok the Ran. Ran's talking about the nafka mina, and the Ran says like this: "Can go in the nod of Shom Abayel
v'Girusha."
The four lines.
The next Ran. Oh, next
yes.
Ran.
Yeah.
Kigoyin de Nodro Vishoma Bailo Vigirsho. The Ran says like this. Hai Bailo de Kaamri Oros Dafko. The Baal, in the Gemara, the husband over here, who's being Megarisher, the Ran says, this has to be speaking that he's an Oros, as opposed to a Nesua. Why? The Ibn Nesua, Zokhtaran, that if Nesun was done, Afil Tim Sulaiman de Gerishin Kishsika Damyun, even if you'd say that Gerishin is Kishsika, Hechimotzi Mefer, how could he be Mefer? That means that originally, there was a Nesuin, right? So the father was out of the picture, and the husband had the full din to be Mefer the Nether. He was Megarisher. And the Gemara would be now discussing that if Gerishin is not Kakoma, so when he takes her back, he could be Mefer. On that, the Ran says, how could he be Mefer? On what capacity did he take her back? If he took her back with Nisuin, so that you have the advantage over there that an Isha that's Nisus, the husband has the full power to be Mefer. However, Zok Daran ain't about Mefer Bekoitman. This is a point the Gemara mentions that the Baal can't be Mefer Bekoitman. So there will be no shaila there, even if Gerishin is not kahakoma, but he can't be mefer because it's koyman. And if he took her back, only as naruso, kiven the oros ain't mefer b'shutzus, and an oros can only be mefer of the av, hochaleka av. Over here, there's no father, the Kivan Shinisis, because we're working that the first time there was an Asun. Kivan Shinisis, Shuvain Lavi Rishuzbo, is Vaita, feeling Tim Tulemer, Kishsika Domi, even if there wouldn't be Pram Pakoma, even Kishsika, it's Vaita Lamotzi Mefer. Therefore, Zok Duran, Elevada Ebe Arusa Askinan. We have to be talking about that Akopon in the first step of the story, right, we'll see. Now, the second step also, there has to be that it was Narusa. Now, the Ran, so again, so that means that originally she was only this Arsa, and he was Megarasher Min Ha'eris. Right? Zok the Ran Bahadra Biyoyme, and the case is that he took her back in the same day. Lohochi Nokat Biyoyme. Zok the Ran. The reason why, there's a reason why the Gemara is specifically stating that he took her back on the same day. If he took her back tomorrow, pshito tloy motzi mefer, he definitely can't be mefer, kiven sh'ovar yom shel shmiya. Since the yom shmiya is over, right? I mean, so this is where, you see that initial halacha, right? That there's a din of Yom Shmir, which is just a time limit, not dependent on a gili over here.
I mean, when he says that, because I really have trouble with the next few words in the Ran.
Okay.
I don't understand. Is he talking? I mean, if you were just divorced, or it's nisroken, right, to the father?
Right.
So the fact that he doesn't bring her back to the next day because the father wasn't mefer by the end of the day, then from that alone is why it has to be biyome, right?
Assuming that the av heard.
When he divorces her, the baal heard. He has till the end of the day. He divorces her, it's nisroken to the father. The father has to do it by the end of the day.
This is with the assumption that it's kishrika.
Right. That's right. That's becoming an answer, right? Okay, fine. So it's nisroken to the father. The father has till the end of the day. If the father doesn't do it by the end of the day, then it's up, and that's why he has to marry her before the end of the day. Because if he waits till the next day, father wasn't Mefer, then time is going to be up. Now, so the Ran is going to come up to a whole different limud here, and you're saying that's because we don't know Vadai that the father heard. That's why the Ran is forced to say this?
Right, I mean, so I think the whole Gemara, right? The whole Gemara, the Gemara is working with a nafgamina which will affect the hafora of the Oros.
And this is the way you say it works by Misrokin, meaning if the Baal heard and he dies that day, and the father was away and didn't hear, the father, he's not limited by the Yom Shomo, even the Nisroken part, he's not limited by the Yom Shomo of the Baal. When he hears, he can be made for his half and the Baal's half on his later Yom Shomo. That's the way you understand how that works.
Yeah.
And that's why the Ran comes on to saying what he's saying here. That here, even if the father wouldn't hear, that's what the Ran is saying. Even if the father wouldn't hear, if he would marry her tomorrow, it wouldn't help.
Right.
Because even though the father, there was no chisaron in the father not being mefer because he never heard, but because his Yom Shomo heard, even though he had no ability to do it at the end of the day. That's the way you understand why the Ran's saying it. Okay, fine. That makes sense.
Are we discussing Nisun or Erison here?
This is all Erison. All Erison.
Yeah,
that was the previous Ran, right? The previous Ran told us that this whole sugya is all discussing Erison.
Okay.
Right? Okay, so now let's hear again what's happening. Right? Let's just repeat what's happening over here. The Gemara is discussing that our Shaila is relevant if he's Megarish and he took her back. So we're all focusing on his ability to be Mefer after he takes her back. Right? That's what we're discussing. And on the tzad that Gerushin is Kakoma, so Shon, he made a Hakoma. Right? Now what the Ran is discussing on the tzad that Gerushin is not Kakoma, right? So on that, the Gemara makes a point that he has to be Ahadre B'yoyme. He has to take her back during that same day. Right? Now let's think about this for a moment. Right? that why is it necessary to take her back the same day? What would be a problem if he takes her back the next day? So on that, the Ran says, because the din is that once you have a Yom Shamay, you can't be made for after the Yom Shamay. That's the Ran says, right? Kiven Sh'ovar Yom Shmiya, you can't be made for anymore. Now, the Ran speaks at a point. Even though when the day, you know, slid through, she wasn't in his reshus anymore at that time. Right? So it would seem like what the Ran, at first glance, maybe you can explain it more, but to me, I would understand the Ran to say that he's referring to what he mentioned before, that the Gili Das, there is a Gili Das, which is in a Yom Shamay, and that you're not going to have in this Yom Shamay, right? Because the Gili Das they have in every Yom Shamay is that as the last minute's coming by, and he's, you know, fine, oh, so we see, okay, you're being Megala, right? But over here, at the end of the day, she was not in his Rishus anymore, right? So, you know, the fact that the day is going by is not any indication whether he's happy or not happy, that he doesn't have the ability to make it at that point. On that, the Ran says that even though that's true, but there's the other halacha, right? The time limit. That's how I'm understanding this Ran, right? Right? The basic halacha is that even if there's no Gili Das, but the mere fact that the day goes by, you lose the ability to be Mefer. So in this case over here, the reason why the Gemara is saying Zahadri B'yayimei, granted, there's no Gili Das, you know, in the Gerushin, right, to make him lose. And there's also no Gili Das in the Seif HaYom, since she wasn't Bershusay. But nevertheless, he heard the Neder, right? So the Yom Shomay starts ticking. And once it starts ticking, that's what the Ran will be saying over here, right? Maybe we could be a quick question about this. But the Yom Shomay will end. right? Even though she's not even in his b'shul, so according to what we're saying right now, right? But once the Yom Shammai started, so it's the fact that he doesn't have the ability to be mefer at the end of the Yom Shammai is not a reason for the clock to stop ticking, right? That's what the Ran will be saying. Right?
Okay, that's a little bit different, but you said it before.
Oh, yeah, let me hear.
Before it sounded like you wanted to say, he's only making this point to be saying that the time expires even though there's no Gilui Das. And now you're...
So I'm adding
making
something
a,
else.
You're making a... Now, that implicitly means that if it's not in your rishus to do it at the end of the day, it runs out anyway. But now you're making that additional point,
right,
which is... That
might
maybe
be a question, right? Might be other thing, right? But okay. Right, yeah, right. So that's right. Mamash, these two points that you're saying, right? There's really two levels over here that each one has to be focused on by itself, right? 100%. Now the Ran. The Ran continues over here, and he mentions a point that we said before, and this will become relevant to a point that was raised last time, which comes up in the sugya over here. The Ran says as follows. The Ran says, look at the end of the Ran. The Ran says that v'hodar mi'in d'hadra lav dafka. Look at the Ran, that when the nafka meaning murder is, when this same husband takes her back, it's lav dafka. The shaila is not limited to the same husband who originally was married, her taking her back. The same shaila is if someone else will take her back. Interesting. I guess if it's b'yomi, right? Right.
What?
I guess
else
about
else
the b'yomi.
What? Yeah. Wouldn't you have a problem with chana?
It is right. It is right. I'm trying to speak out. I think that really was dumb issa.
Right. The secondary.
Right. Yeah.
What?
He's saying you can't get when you break off one engagement, you can't get engaged the next day to another woman. You have to wait 30 days, 3 months, whatever
right.
the time
okay,
is.
So that, yeah. Right. Okay.
So I mean, it's interesting also, I mean, the case that you said before is much more shchiach than a hadra. That it would be nisroken to the av, and the av could be mefer. Is even more shchiach.
Yeah.
So the fact that the Ran would say it's bringing this case specifically to say because this is shchiach.
Well, but see, he doesn't mean as opposed to that. You're right, 100%. He's talking of the two cases,
of those two options.
And probably what he means is that since the case was he's a hundred b'yomei, it's more shchiach for the same husband to take it back rather than that same day to marry someone else.
Yeah.
That's probably what is in the technical aspect of it. Okay. But now, let's now bring this new piece of information back to what was discussed before in the Ran. All right, so we're going to look at this case over here where there's a different Norris, right? So we'll see, it's really the same thing, but the point is brought out a little stronger. Reuven, right, what was Mekadosh and Isha, just given the full scenario over here. He was Mekadosh and Isha, she makes a nether, right? So there's only Erisin. She makes a nether. He's a Megarisher. On the side of the Gemara, the Gerishin is Kishika, right? No Akama. And now Shimon, right, marries her on that same day. That's the Nafkamina, right? Right? If Gerishin, so he's, what we call Oros Achron, right? That's the Loch Oros Achron, is Mefer Im Ha'av. And on the side that Gerishin is Lav Kishika, so he could be made for now. Now the Ran told us that the reason why we need to be a Hadre B'yame, is because otherwise the Yom Shammai ended. Yom Shammai ended. As I'm talking now, I hear a mocking for someone but let me just say it because it's mavur like this anyways. But this maybe this spot over here is not as strong as bringing out the point. But what I just want to bring out the point is as follows: that as Michael mentioned before, that there's a din of Nisrekna. The ikud din of Nisrekna is that when the Oris is out of the picture, however he gets out, he dies, he's Megarasher, and he's reckoned to the Av. Now the Av is Mefer. Now, what happens if the Av hadn't heard the nether yet? He first hears the nether in a few days from now. Is he could be mefer, right? That's mevuyer. Maybe we have to. If you want to know, we'll have to show you tomorrow, Malcolm. But the Av could be mefer, and that's because the din. There's a din of Nisraikna, and even if Nisraikna is, he's getting his ability from the Oris, but the Av still has his own Yom Shammai, and therefore it's dependent on his own Yom Shammai. Now, what we need to know over here is that from Oris Vishen to Oris Achron, that maybe we saw before that the Oris Achron is getting his Kayach from the Oris Vishen. But what about as far as the Yom Shammai is concerned? It would seem over here, right? I mean, the Rav's telling us that the same Nachmin in the Gemara is if it would be someone else. Rav doesn't tell us that. Well, if someone else, you don't need the same. You don't have the Yad of the Yomei. Right? Definitely seems to be like that, right? And then we'll see that'll be Mevuyer in the Gemara later on, like that. That an Oris Achron seems to be, dependent on the Yom Shammai of the Oris Rishon. That if the Oris Rishon heard the Neder, right, and therefore the Yom Shmir is Chal, right, and start and the clock starts ticking. So I'm thinking of what I'm saying is really, really muka. Right? Okay, I'm thinking through what I'm saying over here, that it's not really. So strongly from this Mara Mokim, truthfully speaking, because the issue over here is that when the Oris Achron takes her back, if the Oris Achron doesn't take her back within the same day, then the Yom Shammai ends. The Oris Achron didn't come into the picture yet, right? If you want to know theoretically when the Oris Achron comes in, maybe the clock starts again. You don't really see. You don't really see from over here, or maybe Bechlau. You don't see. Because we'll have to talk about this again. we'll have to talk and see about this. Right. Okay. So the point that I was coming to make really is not really necessarily proven here. All right. So if it's okay, I will just delete that last piece of the conversation, right? Because it's.
I hear what you're trying to say, even if you're deleting it. Okay. But I hear it a little bit.
Yeah, okay, fine. Fine. All right. Al koponim. Okay. So again, right? So this is the Gemara. So we have the Gemara Shaila, whether Gavishin's Kishtika or it's Kakoma. The Gemara tells us in Afgamina whether he takes her back. The Ran tells us that we're discussing that both husbands over here, right? The level of the hiskashus was only an erisin, right? Because if either one was more than erisin, then regardless, it's not going to work. If there was an asun involved, right? Without repeating the whole cheshbon. Okay, lomazen. Let's see. Now, what we want to do is just let's jump to the second. To the second Toshma. Okay? We just jumped Ayin Beis Omid Aleph. We're in the middle of the Omid Toshma. Okay? Toshma, the Gemara says, we'll bring a raya to our Shaila from our Mishnah. Right? The Mishnah. Nodja v'hi Arusa. Mishnah says, Nodja v'hi Arusa. V'nizgash 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 v'n Afilu lemeya afilu b'alachem mifini derel. Right, this is our Mishnah over here, which tells us the halacha of Oris Achron, that the Oris Achron could be mefer together with the Av. Oris Achron has the same din as the Oris Rishon; he'll be mefer together with the Av. Zok the Gemara, Shmam na Gerushin kishtika domu. Zok the Gemara, I see over here that Gerushin is kishtika di kakoma domu, because if Gerushin would be kakoma, mi motzi mefer oris achron nidrei the oikim oris rishon. Zok the Gemara, if the Gerushin would be a hakoma, so how is it possible for the oris achron to be mefer? The nether was already hukum, so it's a raya that gerushin is kishsika dami, and that's why the oris achron could be mefer.
Might automatically see here, like the Ron said. No, is that what you're thinking about?
okay, yeah. Right.
This is by an acher.
Yeah. Well, okay, right. So we'll see whether we see what we, right. But this is directly where the Gemara discusses that point, and we'll see about this. So let's hear it again. Right, Zok the Gemara that the Mefurish arrived from our Mishnah. Our Mishnah is discussing such a case, right? That person was he was Megarish, and now there's another husband. No, takes and the Oris Achron can be Mefer. Now, if Gerushin is Kakoma, then you wouldn't be able to be Mefer.
It's understood that the Oris Achron is also hears it. He has to hear it also, no?
Yeah, but that's not the issue over here. The issue over here, whether it was the ability to mefer was ruined because of a hakama, right? Mm-hmm. So whatever conditions the Oris Achron needs, he has. Our issue just is that the Oris Rishon, when he was Megarish, that's what we're looking for, okay? Yeah. So we're focused, right? We're very clearly focused on what we want to see, right? We want to know, is the Gerishin ke hakama, right? Does Gerishin make hakama? So you see over here that he made a Gerushin, and we're still making Hafor afterwards. So obviously there was no Hakoma made through the Gerushin.
Right.
Right? Right? The Gerushin does not equal Hakoma. Right? So now the Gemara says, Hocha b'mayaskim ishloshoma Oris Rishon. Zok the Gemara was speaking that the Oris Rishon didn't hear it. Now, you know, in the context of the Gemara, we'll see, you know, there's a Hochav Ma'askina. The truth is that when we saw this Gemara, right, we probably, maybe if we remember the Ran from before, you know, we know better. But, you know, if you show me this Ryan, we should have been a little bothered by the Ryan. Like, I mean, the whole Gemara Shaila is only Negeya if the Oris heard it. Then his Gerushin, you know, then you could talk about whether the Gerushin is kakom or not. But if he didn't hear about it, then the whole shah doesn't start. So like the Gemara produces our Mishnah, mm-hmm. Toshma, right? You know, what's the raya? Right? So the raya, of course, is assuming that the or is heard. Now, you might want to know, like, why are we assuming that? Right? Everyone, hochma eskin or no? We're talking about that he didn't hear. Like, well, why do you think he heard? Well, so the answer to that is in the Hemshech HaGemor, right? Zok the Gemara. If you're going to tell me, Shai Shama, Ihochi, if that's so, Ma'ir b'yoyim afil la'achame yomim nami. Okay. So this is really what the Ran mentioned to us when we learned the Mishnah, right? Gemara is going to focus on this over here, and this is always very very important. Whenever you learn a Gemara, right, and the Gemara, you know, brings a raya from Agatoshma, this kind of thing, and the Gemara assumes something, so you always have to know where does that assumption come from, why, right? So many times you find out that when the Gemara changes that assumption, the Gemara asks, well, Ihochi, if you just change that assumption, you have this problem, so that's really where the assumption came from, right? To avoid that problem. So once you change the assumption, right, then the unspoken, you know, proof, right, comes back, to question. Okay, so nochmos, that means like this, is that in the Mishnah, it's mevu in the Mishnah, right, that the case of Oris Achron is that if it all happens in the same day, that's what the more brings over here. Right? So there's a condition over, it has to be in the same day. So the reason why it has to be in the same day is because of a shmir, right? That's definitely the reason why it has to be in the same day. Otherwise, the Yom Shammai is going to end. Now, the Gemara was assuming that the Shemeya was the Oros. And that's the basis of Arai. The Oros heard it. He made a Gerushin. Oh, so this is our Shiloh. You know about the Nether, right? And you're making a Gerushin. Is that Kakoma or not Kakoma? Right? And this mission says the Oros Achrin could be Mefer. It's obvious. It's not a Hakoma. Otherwise, he wouldn't be able to be Mefer. But once the more hints is that the Oros didn't hear, so effectively what I'm saying, then why are we limited to that same day? And that Avada, you're right, there has to be a Shmi over here, right? The Shmi is what's going to prevent it from allowing us to wait another day. The Shail just over here is who had the Shmi? And depending on who had the Shmi will make a difference whether you have a Raya to our Shiloh or not, right? Because Avada, the Gerushin being a Hakoma is only if the Oros is the one who heard it. If the Av heard it, right? So then, you know, then the Oros has no idea she made a Nether, so his Gerushin can't be a Hakoma. So Zotimor is Madchel Rai by saying that on a Mishnah, the Av is the one who heard it. And Zotimor, so that's what has to be Biyomi. The boy by Yom who the Motzi Mefer. Avul Mikan ve'eluch le Motzi Mefer. Now, maybe we touched on this when we learned the mission over here. Let's just think about this for a second, right? There's an Av and an Oris, right? She makes the Nether. The Av hears the Nether. And the mission is going to come to the halacha of Oros Achron, right? The Oros Rishon is nostalgic, and the Oros Achron comes in. So Zotik Mor that the Oros Achron has to come in on the same day, because if he doesn't come on the same day, then the fact that the Av had the Shmiya will make a Hakoma. Why is that so? So let's just follow that through. That when the Oros Rishon is Megarisher, then there's an Esroikna, right? To the Av. The Av has the ability to be made to be made for the Nether. And if the Oros Achron doesn't come into the picture till tomorrow, and the Av, you know, was not made for, then that's the din of the Yom Shammai of the Av is over, and it's been male in Niskayim. For just wondering if that's even dependent on that.
That's dependent on what?
In other words, do we even need to talk about the fact that it's a male in Niskayim? I mean, definitely the Av has the din of Yom Shammai, right? Right.
Meaning whether you need the digilui das or whether it's just the fact that the time is up is up.
Right. Yeah. Right. The din of the Oros Achron won't be chal if the Yom Shammai of the Av is over.
I mean, even if the Av on that day would be made for, say, I'm made for my chelik. I'm not made for the chelik of the.
So let's talk about even easier. Let's see who's made for yesterday.
Oh, okay, fine.
Right?
Fair enough. Okay.
Right? But I think they will be the same thing, right? And once the Tzurek is chal, now he has the ability to be made for the chelik ha'orus. If he's not, right? Then,
it's up.
Right. Mm-hmm. Akoponim. So that's why it has to be B'yoymei, in order that that the din of the Yom Shammai of the Av shouldn't end, because once the Yom Shammai of the Av ends, and he's the Baalim of the whole Nether, then there won't be any ability anymore to be made for this Nether. Right, so that's what the Gemara is saying over here. So let's hear again what happened in the Gemara. There's a Shach V'Tayin in the Gemara, and we'll see in the round. The round will just be give a little more nice and time l'shvach over here in the Shach V'Tayin. But the Gemara, in bringing a raya to our Shiloh, the raya is based on the fact that there was a shmiya of the orus over here, and he made a gerushin hagam that he was shoma, and the gerushin doesn't affect that, right? Does not affect the nether. You could still be made for the nether. That's a raya that gerushin is kishsika. The Gemara is assuming that there has to be a shmiya. That's definitely true because we're limited in the case in this Mishnah too, that the Aris Achan had to come in on Boy Bayoim. So that's definitely that's because of a Shmiya, a concern that if you can wait till tomorrow, then the Yom Shammah is going to be over already, then regardless he can't be Mefer. So now, but who had the Shmiya? So the Mor Matril was assuming that the Shmiya was the Orus. And Oy Bazoi, that is the background for the Raya that we have. The Orus had the Shmiya, he made a Gershon, and nevertheless, you know, the nether can still be hufer. That's mivur that gerushin is not a hakoma. On that, the Gemara's madche that no, lo ilam oris didn't hear. If he didn't hear, then his gerushin has no. It's not going to be any hakoma if he didn't hear about the nether in the first place. It's poshut. And the reason why there's a limit in the Mishnah, my boy bayam, is because the av heard. That's the shock of tire of the Gemara. Now. The Ran tells us why they more assume like this, right? I mean, luchar, right? I mean, like the Ran even the Mishnah says, right? I mean, we know there's a shmir, like we're saying, because the Mishnah is limiting to Yom Shammai. But like, why do you assume it was that more than this? Right? What made you think you had the right? So the Ran says something. If you notice in the Ran tells us, let's see the Ran. So the Ran, Toshma, Nodra V'Yarusa, Shmam Nageshim Kishika Damian. Zok the Ran like this, right? The Ran tells you this. The Kivin the Kotani Bay Bayoim. You see the Ran over here? We're learning the Ran over here, Toshma. It's like the fourth Divra Maschil on Daf Ayim Bey's Omer Aleph. You have that? Yeah, see what it's? Okay. Toshma. Right? This is the Rai from our Mishnah. Nojav Yaruso, Shmam Nageshim Kishika Damian. Zok the Ran. The Kivin the Kotani Bay Bayoim. The Mishnah says that this all happened on the same day. Why? Why are you limited to Boy Bayim? Al Kochem Medikus Shmi Askinon. It has to be Shmi. Now Zok Taman, because Taka Daitech the Shmi the Oros he. Oh, the Gemara is assuming that it was a Shmi the Oros. Why? Zok Taman Ulochi Tani Boy Bayim. But Ashmi Inon the Gerushin Kishtika Damian. Hagufa, right? That why is the Mishnah making it with a Shmiya, and therefore you have to limit it? Like, why is this the case? You're assuming there was a Shmiya, and therefore you're limiting it to the same day. And by the same token, you could have said there was no Shmiya, and then he could marry her, right? The Oros Achan come at a later date. Why are we doing this? So, Zok to Gemara, because the a Chiddush law is in this, right? Because Akadar to the Ashmin, and the Chiddush is good for this, that the Geishan Kishsika Damyan. And Guva to bring out this point that Gerushin is Kesikin Dam the Ishmi the Av he married Rabusei he katani by Bayoim. Okay, right. So the Ran said Ran explains to us the Gemara. Right, the reason why the Gemara is assuming that the Shmi in this Mishnah, which limits it to Oisa Yoim, is because is the Shmi Asaorus, because in that Akapon lies a Chiddush. But you know if we're talking about there was a Shmiya Da'av, of course, right? Then that we all know. You had a Shmiya, so obviously it has to be all in the same day. Right? That's, right? So, why is the Tana doing this to us? I mean, there's no Chiddush in that. Now, what? But if the Shmiya was the Shmiya of the Oris, then there's a Chiddush in this. Because even Biyoime, there's a tzad, like the Morris clearing, that you can't be Mefer anymore, because the Gerushin is Kahakoma. So that's go for the Chiddush, right? That Alib Dam is Kishtika, right? It's not Kakoma, right? If we Kakoma, then you couldn't, right? And the Chiddush is, I'm sorry, right? That it's Kishtika, and that's why you could be Mefer, right? So that's the basis of the Gemara. Why the Gemara understood initially that we're talking about, that the Shmir was the Orus, and the point of the Tana is Gufa to get to be Machriya, this Shaila that we're having, that Gevishin is not Kakama Ichkesika. Now, according to that, what's Taka the Gemara's Dichli? The Gemara's Matka, no, it's the Av. What happened to the Chiddush over here? Right? So, Zok the Ran addresses this now. Vidachinon. Vidachinan, by me, it's like after two dats over here. Not a new divrei maschil, but it's a vidachinan. The mer is madche, the raya, no, vishloi shama orus, vishama av. Umishum shmi the av hu de katani boy bayim. So, the ran, vilav la ashminan rabuso. Inachanami. We're not telling you, coming to Chiddush, elo dina hochi hu, the kivan dika shmi the av, dafu boy bayim, the mochor, the yemachmin aloi. Zok the Gemara and in the Chanami Zok the Ran that the Gemara's Teres is really a Dichui, really initially that really should have been a Chiddush over here, but the Gemara is being Madche the Raya and tolerating the fact that in the Chanami, right, there's not any necessarily a Chiddush over here. Dinahu, I was just giving you over, you know what the halacha is. You know, if there's a Shmiya, so you're limited. But there's not any special chiddush in there, and in the Chlami, that's more as it's a task doichak to say like this because there's really no chiddush. But akaponim, but that's the shaka tar of the Gemara. So that's why the Gemara mitchila assumed that we're talking about the shmias ha'orus because akaponim could have a chiddush in there, and that's all lies in the, you know, if you pick up the nuances in the Ran, that's what the Ran's coming to explain this piece of Gemara. Now
it's a little dochuk also because the ikur din is also not in the Mishnah. It doesn't say anything about Shama. Meaning, once it's the father, the din is, it's coming to tell you Bobi Yom, because if there was some Shmiya, then it has to be Bobi Yom. But the Mishnah never even said there was a Shmiya.
Right.
So it's like the whole...
We're supposed to figure that out from the fact that it's Bobi Yom.
Right.
In Echanami. Right, that's true. That's true. Now, that's we'll just point over just to connect the previous sugya that if you remember in the first sugya before right after the Mishnah the Gemara was discussing right a chiddush that Shmuel Tanya Kavose that the Oros Aharon can be mefer nedorim that were shomer to the Oros Rishon that in itself. The Gemara was seeing as a chiddush that the Oros Achron could be made for a neder that was near the Oros Vishn, right? Amar Shmuel, Menolon, Tanya Kavose, I think that whole sugya as far as that's concerned. So I just want to point out like this. Now the Ran made a point over there in the sugya that the truth is that you don't really see that from the Mishnah, right? Because it was the Tani Kavose, right? That was the Ran's Raya. In the Mishnah itself, really, right? Kimivuyer over here, right? In Agimor, we get come back to the Cheshvinak upon him. The Mishnah you can learn one of two ways, right? There's definitely a Shmiya, so maybe there's a Shmiya of the Av. There was never a Shmiya of the Oros Rishon, and therefore, you know, maybe if the Oros Rishon was Shoma, that in itself, because of a Niru, not do the Gershon, right? Because of the Niru, maybe an Oros Achron can't be Mefer. So that's why the Mishnah itself, Zok Daran, is not Mukach such a halacha. It's a Shmuel, Shekibla Mirabai, right?
I'm missing where you're going with this.
I'm saying over right now that in the sugya over there, the Ram made a point over there. He proved from the sugya that it's Shmuel's chiddush, right? That an Oros Achron can be made for even a dorm that were near Loras Rishon, and you don't see it from the Mishnah itself.
Okay, but his point over there was that you can't internally see it, but Shmuel had a Masorah that it is in the Mishnah,
right?
Okay. Mm-hmm. I mean, it goes to two different nakudas there. I mean, because if Shmuel had a Masorah that is in the Mishnah, then he had a Masorah that it's talking about Nira La'aris. The whole Mishnah was talking Nira La'aris, not like our Gemara is saying now.
Mm-hmm. And that's what the Rishayim discuss, whether Shmuel could be a basis to pass in the halacha. Right. And the disogia, right?
Fair enough. Okay. Right? But now it sounds like you're saying a little bit differently. You're saying that now, even if you would say, and if you say that it's nearer la'av and not la'oris, right?
If it's nearer la'av and not to the oris, okay, yeah.
Then our Mishnah had nothing to do with Shmuel's halacha, and even though there's a brisa to be, you know, Tanya Nami Hachi, still our Mishnah had nothing to do with that. And you can't even see it. Not only can't you see it in the Mishnah, it's not in the Mishnah. Because it's nearer la'av and not
la'av. Okay, I wasn't common to say that.
I thought you were saying something differently. That's what it wasn't omitted on.
No, I didn't get a chance to follow through what I was coming to say. What I was coming to say is like this. 2 points. I see from this Gemara by us that the Gemara, the Sakat Aydech of our Gemara, has a reason to see it in the Mishnah. Right? Because our Gemara, our Sakat Aydech was, is looking for a Chiddush. If looking for a Chiddush, then the Shmiah has to be the Shmiah of the Oros. Right? Mm-hmm. However, the Chiddush that the Gemara says, that the Ran says, whoever happens to use the local Chiddush, you could have used the Chiddush of Shmuel, for that matter. Right?
Okay.
That near La'oros, right? As far as the Ran, in the Shat and the Gemara, then you really could have explained one of two Chiddushim, really. Right? You know, the Ran happens to use a local Chiddush for over here. But I'm just saying in Cheshbin, so I meant to mention two points over here. that in as much as the previous Sugya holds that you can't see it from the Mishnah, right? But that's probably, like, I'll Peter Maskonov of Gemara over here. Right, that what I mean is like this: is that the Sakkatata of our Gemara holds that there has to be a Chiddush in the Mishnah. If there has to be a Chiddush in the Mishnah, so that you have to be told that was near to the Oros, right? Now, near to the Oros, Grada, there are two Chiddushim which lie in that. First of all, near the Oros itself, Shmuel's Din, and you also see that Gerishin is Kishzika, right? Right. So if you held that the Mishnah has to be a Chiddush, then it's really Mukach in the Mishnah, the Din of Shmuel also. Right? This that the Gemara over there, and that's the Ran is Masver over there, is saying the Mishnah is not Mukach, is really going up Peter Maskon of our Gemara, that we're willing to be saved, that there is no Chiddush. I'm just speaking, I'm just bringing back this Shach Bataya back into the Gemara before, right? That's what that is. So, right? So since we could be saved, like you see in the Gemara, the Gemara is open definitely to a way of learning the Mishnah, that the Shmiah in the Mishnah is the Av. Once the Av had the Shmiah, so then you have no information. Any Chidushim which might come from the Shmiah Saoris doesn't exist. That Shmuel's Din, and, you know, for that matter, has to do with this. Now, working the other way, that once Itaka have Shmuel's Din and Shmuel's Kabbalah, right? So according to his Kabbalah that the Mishnah is talking about when there was a Shmiah Saoris, right? Now, you know, in the sugya over there, that itself is a Chiddush, right? That the Oris Achron could be Mefer. But what comes out from there is also a second point. That because once the Mishnah is talking about whether the Shmiah Saoris, that affects our sugya also. So now it's implicit in the Mishnah that Gerishin is Kishzika, right? So this is the discussion in the Rishonim, that our Gemara over here is not poshut from Shmuel. So Zokta Rishonim, because in Nechnami, Shmuel is Mem Damaroim, right? Even in Kabbalah, that's what that is. We're looking for a Hechocha from a Mishnah of Rice itself, right? Right? That's what our sugi is doing. So the more I'm saying that, you know, from our Mishnah, there's no Hechocha, because you can learn our Mishnah that the Shmi is the Shmi is Av, right? If you have no Raya. No, Dante Rishainim, that how do you go la halacha? Right? The fetus. Our Gemara comes out without any Raya. Right? So what's the halacha? What's halacha bechai gavna? Is, so some Rishonim say, well, it's a Sofik, and whether, you know, Gerishin is Kakoma or not, you wonder whether you may fear, you have to go to Hachmer, right? And you have to assume that Gerishin is Kakoma, and you can't be Mefer anymore. Other Rishonim say that's true, you know, mitzad the sugi itself. But we have a Shmuel, Aliba the Emes, that Shmuel has a Kabbalah that our Mishnah is speaking even in the case when the Or is heard. Now, if that's true, so then it comes out that our Mishnah is talking about the Or is heard and gamah mitigation doesn't affect it, and therefore the halacha should be that gerushin is not kakoma, and therefore you could still be mefer. Right, so this is the Shainim Shainim, what the Maskonali Mori is, right, La Halocha, whether we could use Shmuel to be Machriya or not, right, that's the Ran brings this from Ramban and the Rashi, but at the end of the Sugi, but that's a couple hundred, that's just that where that connects us over here.
When I stopped you before, that's all that you were trying to say, because I must have misunderstood.
Yeah.
I don't know if I... Yeah, it made you change course because I wasn't understanding.
Right? No, this is what I was getting at.
Okay,
this is what I'm getting at. Yeah. Okay. One second, just see what we want. Okay, let's talk about that point that we raised before. Like this, the Oris Achron, right? granted that the Oris Achron has to Kimivur over here, that he has to come into the picture and has to make the Erisin on the same day that the Oris Rishon heard the Neder, right? Now, why is that so? Why is that so? So there's really, Taka, two points to discuss. Right? I just want to bring up that discussion that we started speaking about before, which was not proper timed at the time. But now we talk about this. See, on the one hand, that one could say like this, is that when the Oris Rishon heard the Neder, right, so his Yom Shamay starts, his Yom HaShomer starts, and if the Oris Achron doesn't come into the picture till tomorrow, so this day ends, so the Yom Shomay will end and will lose the ability to be made for the Neder. But let's talk and think about this for a second, where things stand. When the Oris Achron is Megarisher, it's in the Shoykin, it's in the Yav. Right? So let's talk about, the Av doesn't have any Shmin, right? Just to make things easy, because we want to focus on the Oris. Right? Now,
I was away on a business trip.
Yeah, right.
He didn't hear anything.
Right. Now, the Oris, not only is the Oris out of the picture, but really the whole Nether was the Srekin to the Av. Right. Right. We have a case in the Oris is Megarish. Right. See, he had a Shmia, he's Megarish,
right.
And we're going that Gerishin is not Kishtika, so we right. That won't complicate us, right? And we want to just focus on his Yom Shmia, the din of the Yom Shmia.
Is Kishtika.
Is Kishtika, right? Oh, right. Okay. Okay, right,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, right? So he heard, the Oris heard, he's Megarisher, the Av did not hear, let's say the Av didn't hear,
right?
And we want to know that when the Oris Achron comes into the picture, why is it that if he first comes in tomorrow, he can't be Mefer? But if he comes in today, he can be Mefer. Why is that so? So it means that that's clearly it's because of the Yom Shmiya of the Orus, right?
Of the Orus.
Of the Orus Rishon. Of the Orus Rishon, right? I mean, that's, right? I mean, that's Akapon, that's where things started from, right? Now, what we need to understand over here is like this. If you follow the Nether, right? I mean, the Nether really went into the Avs Vishos, right? So that really should, at this point, it should be told in the Yom Shomei of the Av. Novos, he'll tell me, okay, fine. You know, that's what it would have been at that point in time, or been negated to the Av's chelik of it. But once the Oros Achron comes into the picture, and the Oros Achron, like we saw, he's really getting it from the Oros Vision, however you understand how that happens. So now,
I just take this out of my way. Maybe just so I think this is exactly what you're saying. Just meaning, if the father would come back a week later, he can be made for the whole Neder,
right?
And with no Aris Achron,
right?
But once a new Aris Achron comes in on the next day, now all of a sudden all bets are off, and the father is not going to be able to be made for it when he comes back a week from now, even with the Aris, even if the Aris Achron,
right?
What?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Becomes mm-hmm. worse.
Right,
that she becomes engaged.
Right. That's like her mvur over here, right? But we just want to know is like this. We just want to know is like this. Is that? But how does that work?
Right.
How does that work? Because like this, that before she's nisar, so it's by the av. So why is it by the av? So it's told in the yom shmi of the av. Now when the oris achron comes in. Right, so he can't be made. That's what we've heard. He can't be made for. Right, he can't be made for. Now
because he needs the av also.
No. He can't be. No, he has. I mean, he has the av as much as he needs him. Right, you know, the av is still could do his part if that was the issue. Right? When he finds out, he'll do it. That's not the problem over here. The problem is that you're after the Yom Shmir. Right? That's the problem over here. Now, why is that so? So, what it looks like over here is that when he comes in tomorrow, it's already too late. Why? It's over the Yom Shammai. Now, it's over the Yom Shammai, that's only because the Oris had the Shmiya yesterday. And his day was over. But it comes down to an interesting thing, which we have to really see how this works, and the Lomas, how this works. Because when the Oris was Megarasher, he was the Sreikin, right? So, L'chor, he's not trying to the Ned anymore, right? So, his Yom Shammai, L'chor, should become, irrelevant, right? Right? So, it's by the Av. Tomorrow, the Oris Achron comes into the picture. And you tell him, you can't be made for. You know why you can't be made for? Because the Yom Shammai is over. Right? Why is the Yom Shammai over? Because the Oris Rishon heard it the previous day.
Right?
Right? But when that day ended, it was by the Av, and the Av still could have been made for. He's not limited. Not limited by that. Right?
Even now it can be made.
What? Yeah. Right. So you see an interesting idea over here that the Oris Achron, right, is mishubed to the Yom Shammai of the Oris Rishon. That we can understand, but just how the Yom Shammai expired, even more, though it wasn't by the Oris at the time, right. Right, that's the horror to understand exactly how that works. But this much, I think, is taka mevuyer over here. You see this idea, and this is a point. And that's the point I was coming to say before, that we have two halachas that two people receive a neder from someone else, and there's a difference in din between the two. There's an nisrekna to the av. And there's a halacha that the Oris Achron receives the ability to be mefer from the Oros Rishon. However, that there's a nafka min as far as the Yom Shomay is concerned, that the Av is not limited to the Yom Shomay of the Oros Rishon, but the Oros Achron is limited to the Yom Shomay of the Oros Rishon. So maybe we should let's just understand that. We'll ask it as a question. Monoshav, I mean, if the fact that you're receiving your ability from other person is limited because he can only be made for it within the day, so why could the Av be made for after the Yom Shomay? Elamai will tell me that, you know, Yom Shomay is different. Each person, you know, that's a factual thing. You know, if you had your Yom Shomay, you didn't. So then why should the Oros Achron be limited? What would the explanation be between the two? So I think that the answer to that is really something that was mentioned. The Ran mentioned this idea before, granted in a little different context, maybe in context of a machloikis, right? But the Ran mentioned this idea that the Oros Achron is karderishi, right? And I think that the way we discussed it last time was the following. Maybe that will help us understand this. And the point in the Ran over there was come to explain, according to certain Jesus Rishonim, that the Miklish Kolish that we had in the previous sugya only affects the Nisreikna to the Yav, but not the Nisreikna to the Oros Achron. Right? That was the point of the discussion. That you have a nether which was Hufer, partially Hufer, one party was made for it, and that weakened the nether, and that is mevur that will make a problem in the nisreikna to the yav, but not a problem to the nisreikna to the oris achron, and the Ran explained that the problem of mikdash kol is only a problem when there's a change of reshuyus. If you're going from oris to av, but if you're going from oris to oris, and the fact that there's a klishus doesn't bother us. And we understood it last time along this way of thinking, that by Oros, when it's going from Oros to Oros, it's not really changing. The Rishus is Rishus Oros. That is the entity that has the schus. What's just changing is who is the Oros. That's what it is. Right? But there's not... Right? It's not changing the shoes b'chlau. So that's what the Ram meant to say over there, that when you're changing reshuyus, that hishtanis, that hischalfas is something which is affected. If the nether is kolish, it can't make that transfer. But if it's not transferring at all in reshuyus, it's just a question of a different person is sliding into that position. He slid out and he's sliding in. So then now that was the Ram talking in that context. But in our context, we could use that to understand that like this, that as far as the Yom Shammah is concerned, that the Rishus of Oris has a Yom Shammah. It's Chal, that whoever is playing the role as Oris, once he hears the Neder, then the Yom Shammah of Rishus Oris is Chal. Now, it's not Negea who is actually going to be the Oris. Maybe that might change. Right, but it was Chal Yom Shomay of Oros, so that's why by Oros the second Oros is the Yom Shomay is dependent on the first, because it was the Rishus of the Oros. That knows the din of the Yom Shomay is totally in the Teres Rishus. That's what it is. It's not totally in the specific person. So by an Av, it's not just that another person coming into when the Av is Mefer. You know, so according to this, the Pshat is like this: is that when we say that there's a strength to the Av, it's not going to be the Pshat that. Like the Av is like acting as Oros. He's being mefer, right, with, you know, Rishus Av and Rishus Oros. If that would be, then Akoponim, according to what we're explaining, then it really should be limited to the Yom Shomay, right? The same way the Oros is. Right? It would seem to be over here that in as much as saying there's a din of Nisroikna, but the Pshat is Chaf Sarshuis, like the Ran says, right? That the Schus Taka comes from him, but now it's in the Rishus of the Av. The din of the Yom Shammah is takatoli in this specific rishus. Means like this, that the Yom Shammah is not an intrinsic limitation in the power to make a nether. Right? And that's why by Av, even though, you know, the Av is being mefer out of the Yom Shammai of the Oris that he got his power from. Because the Yom Shammai is not an intrinsic limitation in the power. The Yom Shammai is a clock that expires. You have your Yom Shammai. In other words, that there's a halach of Yom Shammai. Yom Shammai is a limit, you know, in the Din Neder. But if the Av gets his own Yom Shammai, it's not that he has more power than the Orus. Right? It's more like a technical issue. The Orus's Yom Shammai ran out. Right? The Av is, you know, didn't run out. But it's not that he has a greater koyach than the Orus to ask that, you know, you're getting it from him. The problem by the Oris Achron is not a shailin koyach. It's a din in the Yom Shammai, that the clock of the Yom Shammai of this Rishus was chal. So the fact that you're someone else is not a reason to renew the Yom Shammai, because the Yom Shammai is totally in the Rishus. So since it's the Rishus Oris which is still maintaining the nether, the Rishus Oris, its Yom Shammai started then, and therefore you added the Yom Shammai. And this is L'chara had to understand, right, that chiluk.
So this would be, even if the second Aras didn't hear about it, right? In other words, the first Aras heard about it, he divorced her, the second one gets it, even though even if he didn't hear about it, but because the clock started from the first Aras at the...
Right. Mm-hmm.
Mean even if it's he gets engaged the same day,
right,
and he never hears, right? The clock.
So then, what happens at the end of the day if the second Aris didn't hear about it?
It's gonna end, and the
neder is gonna be.
Then you can't, right? You can't make anymore. Mm-hmm.
So it's hookah. So then it's hookah.
Well, the Yavanish, right? Right. I mean, you know, you don't need to go with the. Okay, practically speaking, right? It's what we'll call it. It's not moverable.
It's a little fine
way of explaining it. Yeah. Okay, but as far as you're concerned, yeah, it's let's call it that.
What's odd to me is that the second Aris, or even Maya Aris, let's say, right?
Right.
How could anything be hukum or hufer if he doesn't even hear about it? He doesn't even know the nether. He didn't hear about the nether.
So we're saying that it has to do
with the first hours,
with the time running out.
Yeah.
That's really what it is.
Yeah.
See, it's
irrelevant whether he heard it or not.
Yeah, that's why it's irrelevant. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. 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 Right. So this really, you know, it's hard to get around this. But I think that it's mivuyov, and that's what the Rambam was saying before, is that there has to be a halacha without the gilui das, right? That the time ran out, right? That's what this is, right? Because there is no gilui das over here, right? You know, Gershon is not his kishika, and you know, he didn't even hear about it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now the truth of the matter is that, I mean, it's an interesting thing, but I mean, according to what we said, it's understandable that really, if you wait till tomorrow, if you don't know when did the timer run out, right? I mean, it really ran out yesterday when the whole nether was by the Av, right? But like we're saying, the Yom Shmiya of Oris started and it's clicking. Shine, you know, at the end of the day, it's over. Even if the whole nether is really by the Av, that doesn't, you know, put a stop to the time clock of the Oris. His the halach of his Yom Shammai.
Assuming he heard it the next day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what we're pointing at is that the Yom Shammai of the Oris ends, according to our understanding, even when the nether is not even by any Oris. The nether is by the Av, right? You know, if you want to know, like, when did the bell ring, right? Right? The bell rang, you know, at a time that the nether wasn't even shy of 10 Oris. It was by the Av. Okay? But that doesn't affect the din of Yom Shammai. Yom Shammai was chal and shine, and it's clicking.
Wait, even if there wasn't an Oris shiny?
Yeah.
I thought we said that.
But it's not relevant because the av is not limited to the yom shamay of the oros rishon. So even though the yom rishon taka runs out, right? No, yeah, I'm just more speaking the mechanics of it, right? Mm-hmm. You know, right? Right. It's not like, you know, when he comes in yesterday, you know, now it ends. It doesn't end now. Yeah, you know, the Or Sheni, right? You know, it ended already, you know, 2 days ago, whatever it was. Right? Yeah, that's Pompoche. Just bringing out the interesting point of it. Yeah. Okay. Looks like we're a little limited over here. So let me jump to the next sugi. Maybe we'll have to talk about it next time. Alright? Okay. Shkoyach, everyone. Okay. Much hasloch for the upcoming week. Right?
So first, I thought you were speaking about that he didn't have to come on to. That he didn't need the rush. And at the end, I'm thinking maybe he still needs the rush, the way you said it.
The rush, remind me. The rush, which rush?
Rush holds is that if his nishtatek, sounds like I think the rush is holding that if a person would be nishtatek in the middle of the day, that it's going to run out anyway.
So let me just get the cheshbonos over here.
Nishtatek is become a shota? Is that what that is?
A shosek. It might be a shote also.
So wait, what's this
thing? He can't work. He can't speak. Sheket. Shosok.
Right, okay. So he becomes a mute. He becomes a mute.
Okay. And let's just say a regular baal. There's no av, right? But a regular baal. He hears her. Let's say he can hear,
right,
but he's unable to speak for whatever reason. Laryngitis, whatever it is, he can't speak.
So what did he say about that halacha?
So the question is now, if he can't speak that whole day,
right,
can he be made for tomorrow?
Uh-huh.
He heard today.
But can he... Didn't we say that you don't need an actual dibur, that if he's gili das...
That's by hakam.
Well, that's by hakam, huh? Yeah. But by Hafari, you need a deeper.
What if he could write?
Right.
I don't know though writing helps.
Well.
It doesn't seem like writing helps. They don't discuss their writing.
And again, what did the Rush say about that halacha?
So, the Rush says... Where's it? I remember. Hana Adra Lashmunin the Davka the Hadra Biyome. Avaliyam or Im Avar Hayom. If the day would pass, Lomatsi Mefer, he can't do it anymore. Afilu have a Gerishin Kastika, even if Gerishin is Kastika. Afal Gav Delo. Even though he had no ability to do it when the day ended. Right? When the day ended, they were divorced, so he didn't have the ability to do it. And nevertheless, it's going to expire. That's what he's saying. Okay, so he says, Umihu b'Yerushalmi Pirkin Lomash Mahachi. Sounds like he's saying the Yerushalmi, it's not mashma that it would run out in such a situation. The Garis Yerushalmi, Gabi Plug to Rabbi Yossi, I don't know, is Rabbi Yehuda maybe, and Rabbanan, because it talks there with the Machlokas of Rabbi Yossi and the Rabbanan. E hafartan the Darim havia mi es leis. So their Machlokas is when. Do you get 24 hours to do hafar, or only ad shetechshach? Right, Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda holds you get 24 hours, and the Rabbanan holds you only get ad shetechshach. Ad shetechshach, and then it says, "Oh, ad shetechshach," and it says there, davka nishtatek v'chazer v'diburo al daitet Rabbi Yossi b'Rabbi Yehuda. So it's a little hard to understand what they're saying, but it says davka if he was nishtatek and got back his dibur according to the das, according to the opinion of Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, not nimlo kaf dalad shows. In that case, you would give him an additional 24 hours.
He lost some hours. That's the case over there, right?
Right.
Right. In his day, he was nishtatik. So the Gemara is making telling machlekes. If you have 24 hours, so if during that time you couldn't be mefer, then we'll replace the hours, right? And according to the Shitas Chachamim, that we're not going to replace. But the point over here is that as long as at the end of the day he had the ability to be mefer, that's it. It ends.
According to the Ramban.
Right. So now the Rosh is taking out over there, but it's mevuyah that let's say he was still nishtatik at the end of the day, so then if, according to everyone, he could be mefer. So what he's taking out over there is that I see that the clock stops if you don't have the ability to be mefer. So therefore, in our Gemara, when he's megarish, the clock should stop. Right? That's what he's being murdered. That our Gemara, I'm wondering if it's our Gemara, it's the Mishnah, but seems to be different than that Yerushalmi, because once he's megarish, he doesn't have the ability to mefer, so that should stop the clock, similar to someone that's nishtatik. That's what the Rosh is raising this point. So that's really a question in the holding of Yom Shammai. Is Yom Shammai here at a point that person doesn't have the ability to be mefer? It could be that even according to the Chachamim Shita, that you know once the day, end of the day comes, it's over. But that's only if it has the din of the Yom Shammai, right? You know, even we're now talking about a gilui, but you know the clock stopping, but it has to be Yom Shammai. If the Yom Shammai it became not Yom Shammai and right now, then the ending on something which doesn't have a Yom Shammai is not doesn't have the din of Seif Yang. That's what he's coming to say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Seeming not like the way we're understanding that it expires at the end of the day, even though he has no
right.
ability.
That's the point of the Rosh. Right. Al-Gemara seems not like that. I'm wondering whether this has to do, you know, with Al-Gemara, or the Mishnah itself. One second. If you learn the Mishnah is the Av. If you learn the Shmi and the Mishnah is the Av,
that would answer this.
So maybe that's what he means to say. According to Yerushalmi, the Shmi of the Oros, you know, doesn't really make any problems. So Behechrich, it's the Shmi of the Av. As far as the Mishnah is concerned. Al Gemara, which is learning the other way, you know, is not like the Yerushalmi.
So the whole Yerushalmi, they didn't have Shmuel.
Yeah.
And they didn't, and they learned, you know, whatever they learned.
The truth is that Shmuel, you could still work it out. You know, it's not a contradiction to Shmuel, because you could have both. Right? You know, we'll have the Shmi of both. Because Shmuel's halacha really is halacha that Osakim made for him that was Niru. Now, what's going to limit today will be the Shmi Zahav.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
You know, you could still
fine,
have
I
both.
That. I hear that.
All right. Okay, Shkoyach.